Yes, I know.
Wonderful rendering of a classic, Catfish, Julian James and the Moonshine State, from the new album Pray to the Crow. Right now on Jump Children, it is my very great pleasure to welcome to the hot seat the man himself, Julian James. Hello.
Hello. Thanks very much for having me.
It's my pleasure. Congrats on Pray to the Crow. It's been on heavy rotation here at Cassidel Stephen. From this fan's point of view, the album's been a long time in the making. Could you talk a little bit about putting it together?
Yeah, absolutely. So we went down to Tasmania about 2 years ago to Matt Fell studio. He moved from Sydney down to Tasmania, just underneath Cradle Mountain there. And he didn't think he was going to do any more band recordings. And I managed to convince him to do one more. And we were the first one in his little log cabin down there. And we just got together and laid down 11 tracks and the rest, yeah, is then we kind of just pieced it all together from bits around the country.
Was it a particularly inspiring place to record, Julian?
Oh, it was stunning. We spent a whole week down there, and it was just, you know, right, you walk outside and there's beautiful Cradle Mountain with all the, you know, you can just look at the cliffs and you're surrounded by forest, and it is just a beautiful, beautiful part of the world.
What was the inspiration for the title for the record, Pray to the Crow?
Yeah, so, I mean, you could probably, pray obviously has a double meaning. It's kind of, it's a reference to mortality, I think, from my perspective.
Yeah.
It'll mean something different to everybody else. But, I mean, for me, I mean, there's so much craziness going on in the world, and sometimes we forget that we've just got one life, and we have to just embrace that, you know. So, like, we are the you know, crow is a symbol of the afterlife, I guess.
Yep.
So it's about embracing life is pretty much the essence of the album.
We came in with Catfish, which included some fine playing from Blues Hall of Famer Charlie Musselwhite. I have to ask you, how did Charlie become involved?
Well, it's an interesting story. So I used to be in a Chicago blues band called Catfish Voodoo, when the harmonica player in that band has a very specific harmonica amp, you know, it's a hand-wired American amp.
Yep.
And when Charlie comes out, he often uses that amp, so the boys go on tour with him. And so I just managed to get an email from one of the fellas, and and he really loved the tracks and was digging it. So he, we got him on Catfish, which was just an absolute dream for me, you know, because he's played with Muddy Waters. So just having him on a Muddy play harmonica on a Muddy Waters track was just mind-blowing, you know. So technically, I've played with Muddy Waters.
Yep. I fully get that. Charlie Musselwhite's not the only guest to join on the record, was it?
No. So we had a killer cast. So I've got on the fiddle, I've got Pete Dennehy. I've done a few records with Pete. He's from my beautiful wife's hometown of Yakinbanda. So we became good friends through sort of lockdown there because we sort of spent lockdown in Yak. And also the Hussey Hicks and Matt Fell himself as well. So, I mean, it's just, you know, like a dream team, absolute dream team.
I think at this stage we might have a listen to this dream team from the album Pray to the Crow, Julian James and the Moonshine State.
Change of clothes. Cherry red.
Album Pray to the Crow, Julian James and the Moonshine State, Black Maddie. You are listening to Jump Children with Steve, and right now I'm speaking with Julian James. Julian, R.L. Burnside's Black Maddie is, well, it's unfair to say that it's been done to death, but it's a pretty popular choice. Why did you choose it?
So that song was kind of why I fell in love with the hill country blues. Like that's one of the reasons I've been working on the style, my guitar style is very heavily influenced on those older guys. And I love the drone. I love the, it's all about the groove, right? It's not very flashy playing, but it feels good. And it just, it's all about the groove. So that's kind of why I wanted to put it on the album. I've been doing it for a while live, and I just loved how hypnotic it is. And I've always just wanted to, give my representation of it. And that's what came out.
Well, speaking of doing things live, you've just headed off for a string of dates. Where are you going?
It's probably easier to answer where aren't we going. but we're not going to South Australia and WA at this point in time, or Northern Territory. But it's going to be the eastern coast of Australia, all the way up to Cooktown, out to Cairns. That sort of finishes up around May, and then we head over to Europe, and we're doing 4 months over in Europe, which we're just organizing at the moment. So,
and of course, you are here in Canberra on the 14th at Smith Alternative. What can we expect at a Julian James show?
Well, it's gone through a few different variations. I've got my beautiful wife playing with me now, and she's actually on a snare drum and like a little bit. So we've practically got a drum kit. We're also sharing that show with really good friends of ours from Melbourne, a duo called White Lightning, who sort of just got back together after a little bit of a hiatus. So we're doing sort of, I think, a string of shows. I think there's about five or six shows there through March with those boys. And it's just going to be, a whole lot of fun is what it is. So it's a matinee show, which means, you can come and have a few drinks and still find your way home at a decent time.
For an old fellow like me, that is a treat. Julian James, thank you so much.
Thanks very much for having me.
Let's have one more on Jump Children, Julian James and the Moonshine State, Levy.
Smile begins to wear. Levy, she does.